The business super conference that all of you need to be at is finally here. Tickets have dropped to the original VFriends holders, but are now available to buy. I have a link in my bio for the people that have never bought an NFT but want to come because they've heard that Busta Rhymes and Deepak Chopra and Steve Bartlett and all these people are speaking. Go to vcon.co, C-O, drop the M, to see what's going on there. But the link in my bio has a site that we have on VCon that will let you fill it out and will help you get a ticket to our super conference, May 18th to the 20th in Indianapolis, Indiana. The conference is bananas. The 50 speakers I'm about to announce, bananas. This is the huge super business, pop culture, and innovation conference. I want everybody in my community to be there. So link in bio or click here because the team is using this in all sorts of formats to make sure you get to Indy in May for the super business conference of the year. I hope to see all of you there.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Genuinely, like honestly, like deeply wanting good for others. Like, why is this so weird? The fuck? Like, I was on this great offsite for 2 days networking and just getting into a bunch of conversations with a lot of people that I know a little bit, know a lot, don't know, but I know of them, they know of me, and just got into a lot of thoughtful conversations. And just kind of what stood out is like how many people I spoke to that had stories about me doing something nice for someone they knew well, or a couple people they knew well, and just kind of look on many people's eyes like, I don't know, I'm just like sitting here wanting to make this video. Like, we've gotten to this place where like people are surprised or impressed by humans that like genuinely want others to win. That shit pisses me off. We need to change this. How I'm living my life, the way I was taught, my DNA, my reality should not be an anomaly or something that's cheered. It should be the expectation. We need to really, really, really start asking ourselves like why we've become so selfish and have no capacity to, for no other reason than you would like it for them, cheer for others, wish good for others, do for others. Like, karma is practical. Like, being nice is good. Like, being warm and friendly and giving is like a good idea. Fuck.
And I think I'm a guy who like really likes to see other people win. Things are getting clearer for me of like how I'm wired. Like, Nick, you know this. Sean, you even know this. By the way, our relationships have formed, and a lot of people here know this. Like, I really want people to fucking win. I really want it. Like, why? Because I'm so fucking great. Nobody's taken for me. I see the fucking, one of the great iconic legends of all time is here, Snoop. All of Snoop's winnings, right? All of your winnings, Nick. All of Sean's winnings. I'm just gonna keep, all of Sammy and Jake and Vicky J. Like, everyone's winnings don't come from me. I'm gonna get mine. So like, you know, if you're great, you should only be cheering for people. There's no time for envy. There's no time for jealousy. There's no time for gossiping at dinner, tearing down somebody that's winning. I'm cheering for Maverick Carter. I'm cheering for like everybody. I'm cheering for fuckers in my own industry, other ad agency. If they're good enough, they're good enough. Hawk Media, good, win. Like, I'm cheering for people because nobody's taking a penny or a smile out of my pocket. And so that's who the fuck I am.
No. From success and age.
No. Nope.
Okay.
Sure didn't. I wouldn't have, if I wasn't that person, I would have never built something for my dad. Parents and siblings aren't off, you know, aren't hands off from this stuff. They're not exempt. If you envy, you envy your brother and sister most. If you envy, you envy your sibling, your partner, your spouse, your parents most. This is how I was born from the womb. From the dirt of Belarus, this is who the fuck I was. And then I was formed and molded by my mother, who's the same person. So I had the luxury of the double down. For a lot of people here, they're gonna understand the double down. A lot of us have the DNA of one of our parents, and then that parent is the most impactful parent to us. Others, we have the DNA of the other parent, and they're not the one that kind of did the hardcore parenting. So I had the DNA of my mom, and then I had her parent it, so I just became like the 2.0 version of her.
Amazing. So, you know, so the reason I asked if it came with age, change is that I spent my early career in music, right? Coming up in the music game and in particular around hip hop artists, right? And there was a when we were young, there was a level of competition.
Yes.
And it was like, it was very, very selfish.
Nick?
But drove Nick? A ton of success.
Nick?
Yeah.
Nobody's more competitive than me. On this call, I've already said that BeFriends has to be the number one NFT project of all time.
Right.
To your point, this is where people struggle, and I love that you said that. I used to cry until I was 17 anytime I lost in anything. My brother once beat me in NHL 94, and I punched a hole in his bedroom wall. Like, I'm plenty competitive. Like I just did a podcast where I said it's my darkest part. I'm dark when it comes to competitiveness. But I don't think people understand that you can carry two opposite feelings at the same time and they can coexist. This is where everyone gets fucked up. I'm competitive and cheering for everyone. I'm the most hungry and ambitious and I'm patient as fuck. The fucking superpower comes from the balance of the opposite feelings.
I get it. No, it makes so much. One thing I have noticed though is as we've all gotten older, at least you know a lot of the icons that I've worked with, whatever. There's this sort of celebration now, and there's this sense of like, there's this real sense of love, and I just watching it unfold right now has been really inspiring.
I think it's cliche that once you scratch your itch, then you are good. What I'm trying to get the kids on here to understand is when you're 20. And you want to be a supermodel, or an athlete, or the best entrepreneur. You want to be the next generation of the people on this call. Like, you know, it's then, if you're smart enough to be gracious and happy for others and be the bigger person, the depths of those relationships will be greater. Nick, think about all the icons in music that are now giving each other roses, but they were fucking competing with each other because they thought the world was scarce. Think about how more beautiful their relationships would be today, and think about all this one's gonna hit for you. Think about all the missed nights, all those concerts, all those Jenga balls, all those fucking BET awards, all those nights where people could have chopped up, shared bread, fucking been family instead of fucking hating on each other. They missed those 700 nights.
Why in the world would you not wish happiness and good for every other person on earth? Like, these two, I fucking love them. Like, why? Give me the logic. Explain to me why there's any rationale to try to hurt someone's feelings, to wish bad on them, to deploy envy or jealousy against them, to want them to feel sad. There's just zero reason not to want good for others, other than you're hurting inside and it's an outlet of how you get there. And fuck, man, it really makes me upset. Like, I genuinely want to have this combo with the universe. Just spend today cheering for people and making them feel good and saying you're happy for their happiness. Just see what it does for you. You keep doing the same shit, I'm gonna stay fucking unhappy. The fuck are you looking for a fight on social media for? The hell are you doing by fucking consuming someone's content and deciding you wanna shit on them? Why are you mad?
Thank you so much for listening to that entire episode. We want to remind you to give Gary feedback, so make sure you tweet him at Gary V. But if you're listening on Spotify, you can drop your comments, questions, and anything in between in the Spotify Q&A section down below. We'll see you in the next episode.